let's just wrap that up. Last night, Manly versus Parramatta. Oh, sorry, Sea Eagles versus Eels. Six tries all, 34-30 to Manly. Did you...
One up in my tipping already, Marto. I backed the Manly Sea Eagles in.
Do you believe, and well done, because there's people who didn't back the Sea Eagles, who had the Eels going, oh, they'll finally win one. They're none from three. You go through, if you don't tip that first game of the weekend, it can affect your mood and your psyche for the whole weekend. So well done to you. Because after that game, I then went, oh, because I'd been watching it at halftime. I watched some of the second quarter. That huge game. There was 90,000 people for the first game of AFL of the season.
Two little suburbs in Melbourne playing.
Just two little suburbs. Carlton, Little Richmond 90, playing 000? Each other. 90,000
people on a Thursday night.
Extraordinary. Dusty.
Incredible.
For two suburbs.
And Dusty Martin scored the first goal of the season. Yes. It was a ripper.
Who's that Hawkins fella? Tom Hawkins?
He's playing tonight for Geelong.
Yeah, yeah. Collingwood.
Listen, it ended up, so I start watching and go, this is good. Wow, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then it ends up.
What a way to start 2023. Drawn game. And these players cannot believe it.
All right. Because it was so exciting. You think maybe they'll just go get a point. And I'd overlooked.
Oh,
I was thinking in my brain, NRL-wise, I was thinking, oh, they'll have to go to Golden Point. Yeah. What is wrong with AFL? Why
do they not have extra
not
points?
One
they do
person.
In finals footy. They bring in extra points and extra time.
Well, no, you pay extra time.
That's right.
Why don't they do it through the whole season?
Because they want everyone to go home disappointed and angry. Because not one person, not one player was happy. Not one fan was happy. Everyone was disappointed. I'm saying, because you get 4 points for a win in AFL. Yeah. Give them 2 points and 2 points. So both teams got 2 points last night. Richmond and Carlton.
I reckon they should get no points. For what, a draw?
For disappointing everyone.
No one gets a point.
All right, but I'm saying give them both 2 points that they would, and then just go, righto, let's play for one more point and play on until the next point gets scored. So you get 3 points if you win Golden Point, and that's not good, isn't that?
Well, mate,
and then
even
somebody wins.
If you wanted to keep it 4 points a game, you could go, you get a point each at the end of the game, and then you get two for winning, 3 and 1. You could split the four.
You've got to have a winner.
I agree.
Because that's what we're doing it for, to work out who's the best.
Correct. Yeah, because at the moment, if they both know if it's a draw, they're both going to get 2 points. There's no extra like grit at the end of the game to want to win it. If you've got a loser
who gets no points, and then
you have to go into extra time to get the 2 points, then don't you think that would then make it more exciting?
But they would have got 4 points if they'd won. You know, and 0 points if they lost.
No, but the AFL's thing is we've only got a certain amount of points to give
That's
away.
That's what they say. It's not Bitcoin. You can just invent some. Well, it is
it's like
Bitcoin,
the Australian government.
It?
Just print money.
Yeah, more
just print some points.
Just print some points.
Oh, no, then we'll get point inflation in 3 years' time.
Then we'll have to
the AFL
interest
players
rates up,
can't
for
buy
tickets.
A house.
with 90,000 people going to the game, I'm sure AFL needs our help, don't they?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Struggling.
Those idiots.
Really struggling.